I peek round the partition. It's a bar, expensively tricked out in that retro 70s style with too much polished Italian marble and sub-Bauhaus chrome furniture. At this time of evening, it's nearly empty, although maybe the fact that they charge €6 for a beer has something to do with it. I check my phone. It's 6:15. Damn. I head for the bar, glancing around hopefully in case the mysterious Ramona's wearing a cardboard sign saying, "I'm Ramona. Try me." So much for subtle spy work. "Ein Weissbier, bitte," I ask, exhausting about 60% of my total German vocabulary. "Sure thing, man." The bartender turns to grab a bottle. "I'm Ramona," a female voice with a vaguely East Coast accent murmurs quietly in my left ear. "Don't turn around." And something hard pokes me in the ribs. "Is that the aerial of your mobile phone, or are you displeased to see me?" It probably is a phone, but I do as she says. In this kind of situation, it doesn't do to take chances. "Shut up, wise guy." A slim hand reaches discreetly under my left arm and paws at my chest. The bartender is taking an awfully long time to find that bottle. "Hey, what is this scheiß?" "You found the shoulder holster? Careful, that's my Bluetooth GPS receiver in there. And that pocket's where I keep the noise-cancelling headphones for my iPod. Hey, watch out, they're expensive. And the spare batteries for my PDA, and..." Ramona lets go of my fishing jacket, and a moment later the stubby object disappears from the small of my back. The bartender swings round, beaming and clutching a weird-looking glass in one hand and a bottle with a culturally stereotyped label in the other.
"Dude, will this do? It's a really good Weizenbock."
"Bob," trills Ramona, stepping sideways until I can finally see her.
"Make mine a dry gin and tonic, ice, but hold the fruit," she tells the barman, smiling like sunrise over the Swiss Alps.
I glance at her sidelong and try not to gape. We're in supermodel territory here, or maybe she's Uma Thurman's stunt double. She's almost 5 centimeters taller than me, blonde, and she's got cheekbones Mo would kill for. The rest of her isn't bad either. She has the kind of figure that most models dream about, if indeed that isn't what she does for a living when she isn't sticking guns in civil servants' backs. And whatever the label on her strapless silk gown says, it probably costs more than I earn in a year, before you add in the jewelry dripping from her in incandescent waves. Real physical perfection isn't something a guy like me gets to see up close and personal very often, and it's something to marvel at. Then run away from before it hypnotizes you like a snake staring into the eyes of something small, furry, and edible. She's beautiful but deadly, and right now she has one slim hand in her black patent leather evening bag. Judging from the slight tension at the corners of her eyes, I'll bet hard money she's holding a small, pearl-handled automatic pistol just out of sight. One of my wards bites me on the back of my wrist, and I realize what's come over me. It's a glamour. I feel a sudden pang of something like homesickness for Mo, who at least comes from my own planet, even if she insists on practicing the violin at all hours.
"Fancy meeting you here like this, darling,"
Ramona adds, almost as an afterthought.
"How unexpected,"
I agree, taking a step sideways and reaching for the glass and bottle. The bartender, dazzled by her smile, is already reaching for a shot glass. I manage an experimental grin. Ramona reminds me of a certain ex-girlfriend. Okay, she reminds me of Mary. I admit it, try not to wince and move on. Done up to the nines and in full-on predator mode. As I get used to the impact of her glamour, I begin to get an edgy feeling I've seen her before. "Is that your red Audi in the car park?" She turns the full force of her smile on me.
"What if it is?"
Glub, glub. Chink. Ice cubes sloshing into gin.
"That'll be €16, man."
"Put it on my room tab," I say automatically. I slide the card over. "If it is, you nearly rubbed me out on the A45.
I nearly..." She looks puzzled for a moment, then even more puzzled. Was it you in that ridiculous little tin can? If my office would pay for an Audi TT, I'd drive one too. I feel a stab of malicious glee at her visible disquiet. Who do you think I am? And who are you, and what do you want?